You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Catherine Hawes, who is the founder of Aquarius Lawyers, a legal company which advises and represents organizations and businesses on issues pertaining to the marine environment. Catherine, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Glad to be here, Eric.
Yes, and the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So, Catherine, you're known as the fish lawyer. Can you explain a little more about what this means?
Basically, the area in which I specialize is marine and ocean law, which is sort of unusual. But I decided, considering Australia is surrounded by water, it would probably be the next big area. The fish lawyer, you know, lots of people make a few jokes about the fact I'm the only lawyer that can actually eat my clients. But in terms of what I look after, it involves everything from commercial fishing, aquaculture, mariculture, including shipping and maritime as well. So it's that ocean and marine environment I look after.
It's very interesting as well. What are the common issues faced by business in the marine environment?
Well, one thing people don't understand is the fact that it's becoming a very crowded environment. You have everything from large shipping containers. In between that, there's oil rigs out there. There is also commercial fishing. Then you've got recreational fishing. Then on top of all of that, you've got to move into aquaculture in the offshore marine environment. Some of the large aquaculture environments can take up a huge amount of space. So it's actually becoming a very crowded environment, and I think that will be some of the future problems associated with trying to feed the millions of people in this world.
I also understand that there is a new legislation about to be implemented in South America. Can you tell our listeners a little more about this?
Well, one of the things with particularly commercial fishing is the fact that lots of other species are brought up from the bottom of the seabed or enclosed nets that are not the species being targeted. Fish don't know where to swim to get eaten. So what both Brazil and Chile have done is they're actually implemented some bycatch law. Bycatch is everything that is the non-targeted species. So that could be your squid, it could be some sharks, it could be anything like that. They're actually now getting their commercial fishing licensees to record the bycatch. This is so we have some idea not only those fish that are landed, but those fish that are sent back to the sea as well.
Today we are joined by Catherine Hawes, who is the founder of Aquarius Lawyers, a legal company which advises and represents organizations and businesses on issues pertaining to the marine environment here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Catherine, what does this mean for those working in the marine environment?
Well, within the marine environment, it's actually becoming very complex. The marine environment, unlike us on land, you know which country you're in and you know which law applies. If you travel outside, then you have to comply with the laws of that country. When we're looking at the marine environment, you have not only country legislation, but you also then have international law as well. And a lot of international law is now encroaching or into the marine environment. So, for instance, we've now got international law about working conditions on ships, international law about working conditions on offshore aquaculture. It really is now for businesses who wish to work in the marine environment to really understand what law applies, but also looking forward into the future and seeing what else could impact on their business. Failure to non-comply with some of these laws, particularly in aquaculture, can actually see your products not go on the shelves of some countries, particularly if you're looking to export to the European Union.
And what do you think is the greatest challenges for businesses working in the marine environment over the next few years?
I think some of the complex issues will be around food security, particularly how aquaculture can assist in providing food for the very hungry world we have. But it's also about the fact that businesses working in that environment need to be focused on issues such as pollution, sustainability, and we've also now got the growing area of biosecurity. You know, do we now have imported fish species where they weren't before because they grow fast? What's that going to do to the native species if they escape? So there's all of those issues now also arising in fisheries regarding genetically modified fish, fish that grow fast are being targeted. So there's all of those complex consumer issues that will also come to the forefront in the next few years that any marine industry will have to deal with.
Well, if you would, how about sharing with our listeners before you go where they can get more information and also how they can be in touch with you online in all these regards?
Yes, so I have a website, which is aquariuslawyers.com.au. On there, I provide quite a lot of fact sheets. I also provide a lot of my presentations from international conferences that I speak at. I'm one of the few lawyers that look after the marine environment in terms of a legal sense rather than in terms of a scientific. So all of those details can be found on the website.
Catherine, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us here today, certainly from Australia at the early hours of the morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Eric.
We've been speaking with Catherine Hawes, who is the founder of Aquarius Lawyers, a legal company which advises and represents organizations and businesses on issues pertaining to the marine environment. And the website of reference, once again, is aquariuslawyers.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.